I look back and it's funny to see like my ponytail like crooked and my little lab coat on with my name on it, and I just see like a kid who's just really stoked about some science, and it's just super cute because I'm still that kid.
Welcome to the World of Wishes podcast. I'm Make-A-Wish Southern Florida's Chief Operating Officer, Richard Kelly. If this is your first time visiting this podcast, welcome. And if it isn't, welcome back. We hope listening to this episode will inspire you to support Make-A-Wish and the children we serve. Today's conversation is with Wish alumnus Juliana Bach. As you'll hear, Juliana's lifelong love of science fueled the choice of her wish, and it has inspired her to continue her passion to this day. Juliana was so fun to talk to, and I hope you'll enjoy hearing from her too. Welcome to the podcast, Juliana.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you here, and your wish was really, really unique, and this your story is unique and the lifelong passion for what your wish was. But so before we get into that, I want to go back to your childhood. You know, you're 5-6 years old, and you know, you were not feeling well, and you know, dealing with this, you know, this fairly rare form of blood cancer and leukemia. So just tell us about that period in your life.
Well, I was a really small kid, so I didn't really think it was different than any other kid. I still climbed trees and ate dirt and drank water out of the hose. But I do know there was a level of like separation. I couldn't really play with the kids as much because I couldn't be in contact with like younger kids because of the germs. But that didn't stop me because me and my neighbor would push our trampolines against the fence and play ball over the fence. Mm-hmm. So I had some challenges, but I was very persistent that I wanted to have like a normal childhood. And in the end, I feel like I did.
Tell us about the treatment that you had. You know, you told me before we started recording about the treatment and sort of the strange way of how your treatment was selected.
Oh, yes. This is a great story. So my doctor was Dr. Dagestani, who I called Dr. D at the time. And he had figured out that I had leukemia. And so he told me like he was going to cure me. And we were in the doctor's office and an assistant comes and he has a handful of straws. And I was going to pick the straw that correlated to my treatment. And I saw all the different heights and everything, and I knew I didn't want the short straw because in cartoons, that always means something bad. Mm-hmm. So I tried to pick the longest straw, and as I pulled it out of his hand, it wasn't as long as I wanted it to be. Like, he had made it an illusion. Like, they all weren't the same height in his hands. So I picked out the longest straw thinking that, okay, I did something good. Like, we're going to be good with this. And it turned out to be probably one of the bad treatments for women, like for girls that are going through chemo. If you have a small bit of chemo over a long time, it really messes up the estrogen in their brain, and that causes a lot of learning disabilities. But it's the opposite in boys. So for me being a girl, I definitely chose the wrong straw in that treatment. But now we do know that how it affects females and the estrogen in their brain.
Well, do you remember anything about that period of your life going through treatment, after treatment? You're still young, but you had to have some sort of a memory of that period of your life.
I really remember like playing with the toys in the doctor's office and watching Clifford and Jay Leno, like with my mom in the hospital room. I do remember like food being a struggle because of chemo. Like everything tasted horrible. And I would tell my dad, I want McDonald's because the McDonald's smell would actually make me hungry, mm-hmm. which was, you know, a big thing for chemo patients. And so he would go to like a McDonald's and bring me back food, and I hated it. And I tell him, go to a different one. It tasted bad. So we'd go to like 3 or 4 McDonald's until they like figured out that the chemo made my taste buds different and made me not like the foods that I used to like. And so I'm still kind of like learning to deal with that now. I'm starting to like foods I really didn't like as a kid, and I was a pretty picky eater because I may not remember that I didn't like a certain food, but my brain did.
Yeah. So biologically, your body's undergoing all these sorts of changes, but you're a scientist at heart. You know, you've had a lifelong passion for science. Did science help you at all during this period of time where your body is biologically changing just from chemo or just from you growing?
I think science was always very entertaining And like, no matter what was going on, I always had fun mixing household cleaning products into a master all-in-one use type of thing. And it was just something I did because I was like curious and I wanted to see what would happen when I mixed certain things or did little experiments. It was always something that just made me really happy. And I think my parents kind of took that and ran with it because they just wanted me to be happy during this like really like intense time in my period, in my life, that I didn't really understand what was happening. But all I knew is I wanted to like make things explode and watch fizzy things go over the counter.
Do you know where that came from?
I think it came from my dad. We would watch a lot of like Mythbusters together. Mm-hmm. And that definitely inspired me because it was always, they always made it so entertaining about like, oh, what's going to happen if we put this mannequin in a box with TNT? And that was like really cool to me at the time as a kid, just like seeing things explode and how they figured out their scientific process was just always interesting. And I always loved answering questions like, why does this happen? And to this day, I try to answer those questions in science.
Did you feel like it was pretty rare at the time for a girl to be involved in science, involved in blowing things up and, you know, or watching things explode? Do you feel like, did you feel special or different, or that being so rare?
I didn't think it was anything unusual for a girl to want to watch things explode or do science. On Mythbusters, there is a female president on the show, so it kind of showed me that there are women in science. Nowadays, I do know that is mostly male-dominated area of study, but it is definitely emerging for women, and I'm really like happy to be a part of that statistic.
What was your memory of when Make-A-Wish came into your life, and you have these two wish granters, Sherry and Norm? Norm Wedderburn, our CEO, is your wish granter. What recollection do you have of when they came into your life, and then ultimately how you chose your wish?
Well, I do remember them coming over to my house with toys, and they asked me what I wanted my wish to be, and I didn't really know like why I was asked that question, but I was just so into science that I knew immediately that I wanted to do something in science, and that was really hard for them to fulfill because no one had ever asked that for a wish. It was usually, you know, go to Disney World or go to Toys R Us with all your friends and have a buying spree or meet a celebrity. And I didn't want to do any of that. Mm-hmm. I thought that that was something that I could do anytime I wanted, but to be a scientist was something I like really wanted to do. And I remember it took them, like, they asked me so many times what my wish was going to be. And I always told them the same thing, and it wasn't easy for them to grant it, but I was so stubborn. I didn't want to do anything else.
Well, your wish was spectacular, and it was really, really cool, and we have time to talk about it. I asked you to elaborate on all the different cool aspects of your wish. So tell us what your wish was like, and you know, just to give a little bit of framework, you went to MIT, and you had a pre-wish experience here while waiting for your wish to be granted, and then your wish happened at MIT. So walk us through all the different kind of cool things you got to do.
So because it took a long time for Make-A-Wish to like come up with my wish because it had never been asked before and it wasn't easy to fulfill. First I went to the West Palm Beach Museum, and I went in a limo with my friend and we went to the museum, and basically my wish was to be a scientist for a day. So I got my little lab coat and we walked around the museum and learned things. And then at the end, we went to this room and we played with slime and liquid nitrogen and probably made some things explode. And I remember them asking me like why I wanted to be a scientist, and it totally threw me away. Like I had no idea what to say. All I just thought about was Mythbusters and I didn't know what to say. So I just said, I don't know, watch things explode. So to this day, I still don't know what I want to be in terms of being a scientist, but all I know is that I do want to be one. And going to MIT was a really great experience. It definitely threw me into what it was like to be a scientist, So I went to the students in residence there, and we did some experiments with sand and wave technology, and then I played with the Nikola Tesla coil, and that was really cool because of the electricity. It made my hair stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And they also were like playing music with the electricity, which is really weird to think about, but it's possible. And it kind of just gave me that, like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, it gave me that one day experience to be like a scientist, a true scientist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so, you know, you told us that you've had a lifelong passion for science. You picked it for your wish. You're still studying science. You're in college now, studying science. So what, you know, besides watching things blow up and being really interested in you know, those that aspect, do you have a theory on why this is so exciting for you, or why you have such an interest in it?
I think the only thing that can come to mind is that I liked answering the question of why. Why does this happen? Why does this do that? And I think that's really what fuels my curiosity today. Like, why is the sky blue? Why do plants need a certain nutrient? And it's like that unknown variable that I just really want to discover for some reason. Mm. I want to figure it out.
And then what does the future hold for you?
Well, I think the future is very bright for me. I am studying to get my bachelor's in science. So I'm very excited to continue my scientific endeavors. And I don't really know in which direction it will put me, but a lot of doors have been opening lately. I've been talking to people that I just have a feeling, oh, I should just go up and talk to them. And, you know, someone invites me to go on the radio, or someone says that they have a turtle project that they're involved in and they need an intern. I'm like, oh my God, I want to be an intern.
Mm-hmm.
I do know, like, Florida is so great for experimental science. Like, you have Biscayne Bay and the Everglades National Park and scuba diving. And I'm an avid scuba diver, so there's just so much opportunity here. And I'm excited to know what it'll take me, and it'll probably take me in all these directions, and I'll want to do them all.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of interests outside of science. You mentioned scuba diving, and you have other interests. So tell us what your interests are.
Well, I have been in a chorus for 12 years since I was like in third grade, and I came back as an alumni this year. And I also joined another chorus this year just because I couldn't get enough. And this summer, my original chorus is traveling to Spain, so we're doing a little abroad program, and I'm really excited to be a part of that. We went to Australia in 2018, and I got to sing at the Sydney Opera House, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And other than singing, which has like always been a big part of my life, and music, because my mom knew that I was going to have difficulties in learning, because that's what the chemo would do to females. But she thought that if I could play music, I could do math. So I still have music ingrained in my soul like every day.
Mm-hmm. How do you reminisce about your wish? How do you think about your wish? You know, you're 17 years post your wish. You know, do you look through pictures? Do you talk to your family? How do you reminisce about it?
So I really only reminisce about the positives. My family didn't take a lot of pictures of me when I was sick because they didn't want to remember it. So I have no photos of when I was really sick. But I do have a lot of great photos of when I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing science. And that's when I was like truly happy. And so I look back and it's funny to see like my ponytail like crooked and my little lab coat on with my name on it. And I just see like a kid who's just really stoked about some science, and it's just super cute because I'm still that kid.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to other kids, whether they be wish kids or just children in general, about science? You know, this is your opportunity to sell science. You know, what would you tell them about, you know, the benefits of not just watching stuff blow up, but just be intellectually curious?
Well, science is super, super important. And I think it's even more important to teach that these days because of like the age of misinformation. science is really cool, and understanding why things happen is really important, and especially for like conservation on our planet. If we don't understand how something works properly, there's no way we're going to understand it when it doesn't work properly. So I really encourage people to learn about their local plants and ecosystem. Like being in South Florida, the coral reefs are very, very important, and not a lot of people know about it, which is why I was like very happy to do an internship at the Frost Museum. And I worked with Dr. Reva Winter, and we were cultivating more heat resistant corals. And part of my job was like to explain how important the corals are to the kids that were there. And it's just really important to know like how these seemingly small things have a really large effect, from wishes to corals to science. You never really know the effect that something has on it until you take it away. And I think it's important to really understand how everything works together so we can make it better. Like, we can sustain Earth, we can do what's best for us, we can make ourselves sustainable and just have a happy life on this planet.
Well, you're a great inspiration for all kids out there, future scientists, and one of strength and one of perseverance, and you know, so we appreciate that you telling us your story and that part of your life, and glad that things are going well for you, and you're in good health, and we wish you all the best, Juliana.
Thank you.
Thanks to Juliana, and thank you for listening to this special episode of World of Wishes, produced by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida. To learn more about how you can help make more wishes like Juliana's come to life, visit us at wish.org/SFLA. We also ask for your help in supporting this podcast by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And tell a friend. You can also listen to our archive shows at worldofwishespodcast.org.